Chapter 5, Daniel in the Lion's Den. When Darius took possession of the throne of Babylon, he at once proceeded to reorganize the government. He set over the kingdom 120 princes, and over these 3 presidents, of whom Daniel was first. And Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. The honors bestowed upon Daniel excited the jealousy of the leading men of the kingdom. The presidents and princes sought to find occasion for complaint against him, but they could find none occasion nor faults. Forasmuch as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. What a lesson is here presented for all Christians. The keen eyes of jealousy were fixed upon Daniel day after day. Their watchings were sharpened by hatred, yet not a word or act of his life could they make appear wrong. And still he made no claim to sanctification, but he did that which was infinitely better. He lived a life of faithfulness and consecration, a satanic plot. The more blameless the conduct of Daniel, the greater was the hatred excited against him by his enemies. They were filled with madness because they could find nothing in his moral character or in the discharge of his duties upon which to base a complaint against him. Then said these men, "We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel except we find it against him concerning the law of his God." 3 times a day Daniel prayed to the God of heaven. This was the only accusation that could be brought against him. A scheme was now devised to accomplish his destruction. His enemies assembled at the palace and besought the king to pass a decree that no person in the whole realm should ask anything of either God or man except of Darius the king for the space of 30 days, and that any violation of this edict should be punished by casting the offender into the den of lions. The king knew nothing of the hatred of these men toward Daniel, and did not suspect that the decree would in any way injure him. Through flattery, they made the monarch believe it would be greatly to his honor to pass such an edict. With a smile of satanic triumph upon their faces, they come forth from the presence of the king and rejoice together over the snare which they have laid for the servant of God, an example of boldness and fidelity. The decree goes forth from the king. Daniel is acquainted with the purpose of his enemies to ruin him, but he does not change his course in a single particular. With calmness he performs his accustomed duties, and at the hour of prayer he goes to his chamber, and with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he offers his petition to the God of heaven. By his course of action he fearlessly declares that no earthly power has the right to come between him and his God, and to tell him to whom he should or should not pray. Noble man of principle, he stands before the world today as a praiseworthy example of Christian boldness and fidelity. He turns to God with all his heart, although he knows that death is the penalty for his devotion. His adversaries watch him an entire day. 3 times he has repaired to his chamber, and 3 times the voice of earnest intercession has been heard. The next morning the complaint is made to the king that Daniel, one of the captives of Judah, has set at defiance his decree. When the monarch heard these words, his eyes were at once opened to see the snare that had been set. He was sorely displeased with himself for having passed such a decree, and labored till the going down of the sun to devise a plan by which Daniel might be delivered. But the prophet's enemies had anticipated this, and they came before the king with these words, "Know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king establisheth may be changed." Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, "Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee." A stone was laid upon the mouth of the den and sealed with the royal seal. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. by God has sent his angel. Early in the morning, the monarch hastened to the den of lions and cried, Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? The voice of the prophet was heard in reply, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lions' mouths that they have not hurt me. Forasmuch as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. Thus was the servant of God delivered, and the snare which his enemies had laid for his destruction proved to be their own ruin. At the command of the king, they were cast into the den and instantly devoured by the wild beasts.